Northern Lights by Nora Roberts. Dark. Finish, good lady. The bright day is done, and we are for the dark. William Shakespeare. O dark, 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 amid the blaze of noon, irrecoverably dark, total eclipse, without all hope of day. John Milton. Prologue. Journal entry. February 12, 1988. Landed on Sun Glacier about noon. The flight in rattled the hangover right out of me, and severed those strangling roots of reality that is the world below. The sky's clear like blue crystal. The kind of sky they slap on postcards to lure the tourists in, complete with a shimmering sun dug around the cold white sun. I'm taking it as a sign that this climb was meant to be. The wind's about 10 knots, temps a balmy 10 below, glacier's broad as whoring Kate's ass, and icy as her heart. Even so, Kate gave us a proper send-off last night. Even gave us what you could call a group rate. Don't know what the hell we're doing here, except you gotta be somewhere doing something. A winter climb on no name's as good a something as any, and better than most. A man needs a week's adventuring now and then, adventuring that excludes bad liquor and loose women. How else are you going to appreciate the liquor and the women if you don't get away from them for a while? And bumping into a couple of fellow lunatics not only turned my luck at the table, but my mood in general. There's little that bums me more than working a job for a daily wage like the rest of the mice on the wheel, but the woman sure will push the buttons. My windfall should satisfy my girls. So now, I'm taking a few days with pals just for me. Going up against the elements.